start with the ending. Get it out of the way. David Wilcox, American singer-songwriter. No more perfect lyrics could be sung for this segment.
Wow.
Rebuilding Love, a 9-week series with Drew and Bev Marshall and Dr. Sue Johnson. Bev and I just spilled our guts on the show. First time Bev being on the show. So proud of you for doing this. No, that sounds condescending. I'm thankful that you did this because I know this is the antithesis of who you are. This is not you at all. I'm the yapper. You're the doer. How's that?
Very true.
Okay, all right. So
you yap a lot.
Okay. All right. Can we just turn her mic off, please? So thank you for coming in here. And I want to thank Dr. Sue Johnson for helping us. Sue, you're on the line with us now. I just want to let our listeners know that this 9-week series that we are starting today is basically Bev and I opening up our guts to Dr. Sue Johnson and Dr. Sue helping us rebuild our love and our marriage with some actual stable building blocks. And this, we've done it on video, and we've already had a few sessions. Sue, I was going to say we were, anyway. We've already done this. We've done a few weeks now, I think 3 weeks. And then we're going to start airing them next week during the show. So next week, everyone gets to hear our sessions with Sue. Doesn't that sound creepy?
Wow.
but here's the thing. The reason we pre-recorded them and are going to play them later instead of doing it live is the main reason is so that Bev or Drew or Sue, either of us, any of us, can say, hold on, that part right there, we don't want that to go to air. That's too private or too personal or too whatever. Bev, you have to have – like I'm way more open that way, but you especially, I wanted to have you to have the option to say, no, I don't want that to go out. Because if we didn't have that option – when we were doing this recorded stuff with Sue, you might be sitting there going, ooh, I can't really say that. I can't really say this.
Or I would have said no to doing the whole course.
Or you would have said no to doing the whole thing.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Dr. Sue Johnson, first of all, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. I'm so happy to be with you.
Well, I was trying to describe you to someone the other day, and I think I said something like, she's like a gracious tenacity.
Gracious tenacity. Oh my goodness, that's nice.
Well, you have this testicular fortitude that would scare some people, but at the same time, you constantly search for hope. You do have this. I think you're a romantic.
Oh well, I think I am too, Drew, in the sense that. I've always felt like we have one life, and what we're supposed to do here on this planet is look to be the best we can be, to build the best world we can be, and that includes great relationships. So in a way, I am a romantic, but in my case, I've found the science to support me being a romantic.
Wow. You see, this is me. Sue uses both sides of her brain. You see?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So, Sue, Bev and I, again, just spilled our guts all over the show here. And all right, I guess we're preparing people for this 9-week thing we're going to be doing on the show with you, Rebuilding Love. Hold Me Tight is actually not only a best-selling book, 7 Conversations for a Lifetime of Love, but it's an online program that people can do. If they go to drewmarshall.ca, they can click on Hold Me Tight, and it'll take you right to the same course program that Bev and I are doing with you. How do you concisely describe this program to people, the Hold Me Tight online program?
Oh, well, the Hold Me Tight online program is pretty unique. And what I want people to know is this is not kind of anything slick or gimmicky. This is based on 35 years of science of working with people. It's based on our approach to therapy, which is the only approach to couple therapy that has 20 outcome studies that we can prove what we do works, that has great follow-ups. I mean, we're leading the field in couple therapy. And this is the program we've created for the public to tell them about love. But it's also based on an incredible new science that I don't understand why everybody isn't screaming about it in the science community. It's based on the fact that for the first time in human history, we have a science of love and bonding, and it's only been happening in the last 20 years, and it puts our work kind of on another level, because we're on target. We know what matters in love. We know what the real core features of love are. We know, and that means we know how to fix it, and we know how to teach people how to have good love relationships. This is, for me, this is as awesome as us going to the moon. It's time we learned about our own hearts, you know? This is as awesome as going to the moon. It's as awesome as, you know, breaking the code of DNA. And in a way, it's the same in that it's all about biology. It's about who we are as human beings and how much we need loving emotional connection, like we need oxygen. And this science is, it's changed already. It's changed our way we see our kids. It's changed parenting forever. We don't just go and drop our sick kid off at the hospital anymore and go back 5 days later because we know that it'll traumatize the kid. People forget that it wasn't so long ago that we did just that. So it's changed the way we see our kids, and now it's time to change the way we see our love relationships. Our world's getting lonelier and lonelier. People are giving up on relationships, and that drives someone like me insane because, you know, finding the road, once you've found the road home, that is no time to give up on the journey. Yet that's the time to get on your bike and say, hey, teach me about the science of love. Teach me about the Hold Me Tight program. This means that you can really shape your love relationship.
Okay, so is this like, I'm going to ask you questions that I think I know the answers to, but I'm a 52-year-old male and I realize I know nothing these days. So let me just, let me come at you with
that's
this.
That's a good realization.
Yeah. I think I heard Bev say amen.
Yeah.
Is this, active listening skills? And so, you know, we should say, Bev, what I heard you say to me was blah, blah, blah.
No.
Is it about like formulas and
no.
strategy? You know, okay, well, what
no.
is it? What the heck is this thing?
Well, those things don't work because, you know, when the moments that really matter in love are emotional moments. Love is a dance and the music is the emotion that people are, the emotional signals people are giving. So all those formulas fall apart because you don't really go there. Your brain doesn't hold on to that when you're feeling emotional, when you're hurt, or, you know, even when you're filled with love and you want to know how to show that to your partner. So no, what we do is we show you how you get stuck in disconnection in relationships, and we all get stuck in disconnection. There's no exceptions to that. And the emotional disconnection, the isolation, the loneliness is the real problem, not conflict. Conflict is the inflammation, okay? The virus is emotional disconnection because we need that desperately as human beings, and that's all in the new science of love. So we show you how unwittingly you trigger each other and start this dance that leads to disconnection and anger and hopelessness and helplessness and loneliness. And then we show you how to reach for each other and send each other these emotional cues that create safety and connection. And, you know, and so it's an experience. You have to experience it. Like, you know, I could tell you a formula for how to dance, Drew. I could tell you, hey, Drew, here's how to do the waltz. Here it is on a piece of paper. Now just look at that and do it, okay? But you'd never, never learn to waltz that way. Really, if you're going to learn to waltz, I put waltz music on, I put the emotional music on, and I help you move your feet, and I say, Drew, do you get the feeling of the waltz? And your face would light up and you'd say, yes, I get it. It feels like this. People need to learn this sort of on an emotional level. It's you can't just read it out of a book, and you can't do it with some cold mechanical formula. Because when people are angry, or they're shutting down and trying to avoid their partner, you could take those formulas. You can turn active listening into kind of devastating attack, you know?
Oh, yeah, or passive aggressious. Aggressious? That's not even a word. Yeah, I've done that. I've used this skill of active listening and used it as an attack on Bev. Also, that whole thing helped my victim mentality, which I have gone on about a little bit here. So,
yeah. And the other thing is that in relationships, this is the point where this is the place where we want to show up as people and be seen. And our partner needs to see us if they're going to trust us. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the place. This is not the place for going through the motions. This is not the place for, okay, you know, I don't really want to listen to him or I don't really want to listen to her, but I'm going to do this active listening thing. So I say, I really want to listen to you. And my face betrays the fact that actually I don't. I just want you to stop being angry with me and, you know, get on with what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you have to be real in love relationships. You can't be going through the motions. So we have been helping people for 35 years. We've done all these studies. I've looked at thousands of couples on tape, and I've taught therapists all over the world. We teach therapists all over the world. You know, I've looked at thousands and thousands of couples, and there's patterns in relationships. We're all human beings. We're all from the same family. There's patterns in how we, what we need, what we're afraid of, how we speak our needs. How we're scared to speak our needs. And we just help people walk through that. And we tell people why it matters and why it's important. Mm. And it works.
Yeah.
I mean, the point is about this. We take it on ourselves. Whenever we create something, we take it on ourselves to test that it works. The Hold Me Tight program, you can do groups in Hold Me Tight as well. Some of the churches in the States are doing group Hold Me Tights. The U.S. military are now teaching all their chaplains to run what we call Created for Connection groups, actually, because we've adapted the Hold Me Tight conversation, particularly for Christian couples. So, you know, you can learn these things, and we can show you how to do it. And we know that it works. It works.
Well, okay. We would expect you to say that because you wrote the stinking course. Let me say that it works. Let Bev and I say that it works. We have been doing the process, doing the stuff that you have written about. We've been doing the program with you, and it has been so interesting. Our conversations have just helped us turn a corner. Well, it's not even turn a corner. We've already turned the corner. We are building our new love, our new marriage, our new relationship on the foundational cornerstones that aren't cracked. So thank you very much for that, Sue.
You are most welcome. And I want to say, you made a joke before, something about creepy. I can't remember what it was now. But I want to tell you that from my point of view, you guys are amazingly brave. You have incredible courage, incredible integrity, and you're taking a risk to talk about your relationship, and you are offering your listeners something that is so special, because who in this world, if they're honest, does not want to know how to create the loving relationship that we're all longing for? Who doesn't want to know that? This is something we should be teaching everybody this. Everybody needs to know this, you know, for our own happiness. A good love relationship protects your physical health. You know, you're less likely to have a heart attack or a stroke. A good love relationship protects your mental health. Mm-hmm. You're more resilient to stress, etc. You're less depressed. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are doing something that's a public service.
Thank you.
And I really respect you for it.
Thank you. Dr. Sue, our listeners are going to hear from you for the next 7 weeks or so anyway. And I just wanted them to get a little snippet of who you are and what this is all about. Thank you very, very much. And I hope, go back to your family, will you? Stop talking to us. It's Easter weekend.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks,
you take
Sue.
Care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I got to stop saying bye-bye. Why do I keep that? Just bye. Anyway, we're building love, a 9-week series with Drew, Bev, and Dr. Sue Johnson. That will be happening on this show for the next number of weeks. Follow along with it. Thanks for tuning in to the Drew Marshall Show. If you missed any of today's show, all of it will be up on, iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartMedia, the whole thing. Follow us on our social media profiles, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll let you know when everything is up there, and you can listen to it again for the first time. Thank you. Happy Easter, everybody.